Hi, this is a dictation for Jalen Carey, J-A-L-E-E-N-C-A-R-E-Y. Date of birth is 11-19-92, date of accident 9-27-2021, and date of service is 4-14-2022. History of presenting illness, Mr. Jalen Carey is a gentleman who is involved in an automobile accident. Jalen Carey is involved in a work-related accident where he was injured when a refrigerator fell on him. He brought a cervical MRI, which is positive for damage to the disc from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7, even with the herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, and the rest are bulging with additional spinal stenosis and indenting the ventral-thecal sac and all other issues with the uncovertebral spurring and right paracentral disc herniation and involvement of the neural foramen and narrowing. The patient is scheduled for further treatment. In the left shoulder that was damaged during this accident, he has a posterior superior labral fraying with labral tear and minimal tendinosis of the supraspinal disc tendon. The patient was advised the treatment regarding this as an intra-articular injection of the shoulder as well as injection to the supraspinal disc tendon and ongoing physical therapy and home therapy. The patient is undergoing treatment with his therapist and he's quite satisfied. He also is complaining of pain in the mid-back and lower back as well as radiation to the left leg posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion up to the left knee. His pinky is still got numb in the left hand. Most of the problem he has got is left-sided in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. On examination, his left sacroiliac joint is also tender, and he was pointing out his pain there as well. It appears that his pain is varying from 7 to 9, depending on the day. And pain has improved 60% due to the laser treatment and other physical therapy aspect. The patient reports that his ADL are affected as follows. Sleep is affected 10. The mood, work, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. General activity and walking ability is affected 7. And system review, patient reports difficulty sleeping, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and lack of focus. However, there is no direct head trauma, no vision disturbances, no loss of memory, and no anxiety, depression, panic, no dizziness, vertigo is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left shoulder and then left side of the neck and the left lower back, left middle back, as well as pain in the neck and mid back and lower back, as well as left shoulder. He has moderate difficulty in walking and limited range of motion of the left shoulder with pins and needles. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, shortness of breath, or coughing. In last 30 days, patient will have no changes in the pain level, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Norco 7.5 and Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance program is patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 150 over 65, pulse is 76, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 3/31/2022, dictation number 0331-030. Plan of care, diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has pain shooting down to his left arm all the way to the, involving all the fifth finger, especially sometimes fourth. And his cervical spine MRI is positive. However, he has had no MRI for the thoracic and lumbar, which I'm ordering today. On examination, I also noticed that his left sacroiliac joint is tender. Along with this, there is a Faber test and the Gonsalon test are positive. Compression test was positive. Distraction test was not positive. I believe a MRI for the left sacroiliac joint will also be an excellent choice. He is provided to continue on naproxen, trazodone for sleep, 100 milligram at night, and lidocaine gel locally to apply. And his pain medication has been changed to Tylenol with codeine, number one daily in the morning, 15. At night, he can do marijuana. He also is advised to use Elavil, Flexeril, and Melatonin at night for the sleep. Naproxen two times a day is advised. Local heat, yoga, meditation, acupuncture, chiropractor, continuing physical therapy, all are advised. The MRI for the left SI joint is ordered. MRI for the thoracic and lumbar spine is ordered. We will see the patient in 15 days after the MRI is done. MRI was scheduled for 25th, so we'll see him around on 28th. Thank you.